Well, hi everyone, and thanks again for joining me as we continue to read through Scripture together. We're reading through the book of Revelation, and today, chapter 20. Now, for those of you who are familiar with the book of Revelation, you may have had much anticipation of me getting to this chapter and what I might say about it, as one of its major focuses is the millennial reign of Christ. And there are several views, some of you may be aware, about the millennial reign of Christ. There's much debate in regards to when it is, what is true about it, how long it is, etc. Now, I'm not going to dive into all of those views here today because I couldn't do it justice in the nature and length of this video, but I would encourage you to go to our church's website, heritagepresnb.org, and visit our sermon archive there, and you can listen to or watch the series on eschatology and learn more instruction and receive more instruction about our position there. But let's fill our heads and our hearts with this wonderful word of God today. Then I saw an angel coming down from heaven, having the key to the bottomless pit, and a great chain in his hand. He laid hold of the dragon, that serpent of old, who is the devil and Satan, and bound him for 1,000 years. And he cast him into the bottomless pit, and shut him up, and set a seal on him, so that he should deceive the nations no more till 1,000 years were finished. But after these things, he must be released for a little while. And I saw thrones, and they sat on them, and judgment was committed to them. Then I saw the souls of those who had been beheaded for their witness to Jesus and for the word of God, who had not worshipped the beast or his image, and had not received his mark on their foreheads or on their hands. And they lived and reigned with Christ for 1,000 years. But the rest of the dead did not live again until 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection. Blessed and holy is he who has part in the first resurrection. Over such the second death has no power, but they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. Now when 1,000 years have expired, Satan will be released from his prison and will go out to deceive the nations which are in the four corners of the earth, Gog and Magog, to gather them together to battle, whose number is as the sand of the sea. They went up on the breadth of the earth and surrounded the camp of the saints and the beloved city. And fire came down from God out of heaven and devoured them. The devil who deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are. And they will be tormented day and night forever and ever. Then I saw a great white throne, and him who sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, standing before God, and books were opened. And another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged according to their works by the things which were written in the books. The sea gave up the dead who were in it, and death and Hades delivered up the dead who were in them, and they were judged, each one according to his works. Then death and Hades were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And anyone not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Well, amen and amen. Praise God for this, his very word. Such rich truth here regarding Christ, regarding his reign, regarding his judgment, regarding his people and their salvation, and even regarding those who are not his and what their end will be. Well, praise the Lord. I hope you're blessed by the reading of his word today, and I hope you'll join me again next time as we continue in Revelation 21. God bless you, and we'll see you then.